And a good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Commons, a radio program about the world's greatest producers of energy, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the folks who support those energy producers, the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I begin my report today with the use of the phrase energy producers because it's corn, which can be turned into ethanol, which is a homegrown, clean running fuel, thus energy. How's that for getting to where I want to be? I'm not going to bore you with all the cars I've had, which have run almost entirely on E10 and E15, because you know about the hundreds of thousands of miles and climbing. I'm going to tell you a little story about a longtime friend from the Hurley, South Dakota country, who along with his spouse spent lots of time on the road in their favorite pickup. He said last year during pheasant hunting, some good friends were with him, and he pulled up to fill up, grabbed the E85 nozzle. His friend very firmly explained how much damage that ethanol could do to his engine. He replied, "Darn it, I wish you'd have told me that some years ago. I've been putting E85 in for 200,000 miles. Darn, I wish I would have known about that damage thing." I think that pretty much says it all, doesn't it? There's so many advantages to using this homegrown fuel, and saving 40 cents a gallon is a good place to begin. How about the $3.8 billion in economic activity, or the 1,900 direct jobs, or the 2.6 million metric ton of distiller's grain? Nationally, ethanol employs about 400,000 folks, and in 2014, American-made ethanol displaced the need for 515 million barrels of foreign oil, keeping about $49 billion in the United States. That same year, the use of ethanol and gasoline reduced CO2 equivalent greenhouse gas emissions by 39 million metric ton, equivalent to removing 8.4 million cars from the road for an entire year. I've used this before, but I think it's worth repeating. Corn used for ethanol produces both feed and fuel, and much of that industry in South Dakota is owned by South Dakotans. By the way, we'll soon have a new ethanol plant in Oneida, South Dakota. You can learn all about it at ringneckenergy.com. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, you folks be safe in your fall labors, and hey, thanks for what you do.